2006 has been a novel year for Hollywood's filmmakers, literally. Book-to-film adaptations have packed movie theaters with literary fans anticipating Hollywood's version of their favorite short story or novel. We asked film historian and Maxim magazine's film critic Pete Hammond to take a look back at the movies of this year.
So we have to find it before they do.
I have to get to a library, fast.
That may not be a line you often hear in today's movies. But when Tom Hanks breathlessly states his desire to hit the gas for the Bibliotheque in The Da Vinci Code, he might also have been talking about Hollywood filmmakers themselves. 2006 has seen a resurgence in books being turned into successful movies, beginning with Dan Brown's ecumenical mystery, a publishing phenomenon that just as easily became a motion picture phenomenon, grossing $750 million worldwide, in spite of a critical drubbing. Perhaps for lines like this.
You will not succeed. Only the worthy can unlock the stone.
Despite dialogue that could have come from an episode of the Hardy Boys' Nancy Drew Mysteries, Da Vinci now ranks as one of the top films of all time, the highest-grossing literary adaptation that isn't about hobbits, Hogwarts, or brontosauruses. Its financial windfall has actually convinced Columbia Pictures to jump back into bed with the author for more of the same. Another huge book-to-film hit was The Summer Sleeper, The Devil Wears Prada, from the catty Lauren Weisberger Romana Clef about a boss from hell.
So you don't read Runway?
No.
And before today, you had never heard of me?
No.
And you have no style or sense of fashion?
Well, I think that depends on what you're...
No. That wasn't a question.
It's now made about $300 million around the world and is generating Oscar talk for star Meryl Streep. Even the studio that released the film, 20th Century Fox, has been shocked by the extent of the success, which had fans of the book lining up to see it. After years of filming the title and ignoring the rest of the text,
discover how James...
I knew it was too early to promote you.
...became Bond.
Well, I understand 00s have a very short life expectancy.
Producers of the enormously successful series of films based on Ian Fleming's Super Spy went back to basics with the novel idea of faithfully adapting one of the books. Imagine that. As something fans of the Bond movies apparently didn't require in the past. In reinventing the franchise with a younger, blonder star, Daniel Craig, they returned to the first of Fleming's works, Casino Royale, and updated The Birth of 007 for a new generation. The result has won glowing reviews and is on track to become the most successful of all 21 films in the series. But these hits aside, the bottom line is, book adaptations, once a staple of every studio's movie slate, have faded into the background in recent years. Instead, that famous advertising line, based on the best-selling novel, it seems to have morphed into based on the best-selling graphic novel, or comic book, or video game, or TV series, or even Disneyland ride, among other entities Hollywood has turned to for inspiration.
Red, you go. Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Gone are the days of Gone with the Wind, a movie that actually sparked the marriage between publishing and picture making. That's a trend that lasted decades until studios discovered audiences didn't necessarily read much. And indeed, not every 2006 book transfer has been exactly a success. All the King's Men, The Black Dahlia, and Running with Scissors are on the fast track to Walmart. But hope rings eternal this season with adaptations from such smart source material as W. Somerset Maugham's The Painted Veil, Joseph Cannon's The Good German, and Christopher Priest's The Prestige, all generating talk at the multiplex. From little children to children of men, Hollywood executives have apparently turned into bookworms. Even current kid flicks like Aragon, Night at the Museum, and Charlotte's Web started life on the library shelf.
Now, Fern, look, you know I've been selling the animals to get the new harvesting equipment. Pretty soon there's going to be no place in the barn for a pig.
I promised I'd take care of him.
Well, I'm letting you out of your promise.
I didn't promise you. I promised Wilbur.
But before you think Hollywood has gone legit, think again. A look at what's upcoming next year shows the industry still likes to make movies based on movies, not books. The big title studios are touting for 2007 include Spider-Man 3, Fantastic Four 2, Ocean's 13, Shrek 3, Pirates of the Caribbean 3, Alien vs. Predator 2, National Treasure 2, and Saw 4. If the prospect of these films doesn't whet your cinematic appetite, look on the bright side. You'll just have more time to catch up on your reading.
Pete Hammond is a film critic for Maxim magazine.